John McGivern has joined us. Now, I understand a little birdie told me that you got an email from the Journal Sentinel. They wanted to come over and do something on your home, or what was that all about? Was it your home life, your home, the way it looks?
Okay.
What?
The email asked if they could come and interview my partner Steve and I, because she had heard that we had two differing political beliefs.
Oh.
And that we were from two different political parties.
Yes.
And so I asked Steve if he wanted the Journal Sentinel to do an interview, and he said, "Are you nuts?" I wrote back and I said, "We don't want to go public with what our beliefs are."
You go public with the gay thing, but you won't go public with the differing beliefs.
I will, but you've got to respect your partner. So I said, all I could say, this is what I wrote to her. I said, all I could say is that I can't wait for this to get done. It's got to get over with. It can't come soon enough. And she wrote back, phew, sounds bad.
You know what you are.
What's that?
You're the gay James Carville and Mary Matlin.
We are. We certainly
That's
are.
What you would be.
And it's funny because you learn how to deal with it all. You learn how in the middle of a debate that you're both watching that you really don't comment, we have been reduced to this. Both of us.
You're saying that a lot, aren't you?
So then do you grab the remote at the end and go back between Fox and CNN over and over? CNBC, Fox, CNBC, and you're fighting with each other and you got to put a picture in picture.
Just tell me you don't like Keith Olbermann, please.
Huh? No. I
okay, good.
You do? A little bit. No, a little bit. I don't mind.
Come on.
Oh, come on. You got it. Oh, you've got to like him just to
I don't
to
have
irritate
to like
people.
Him.
But you got to stay away from the extremists.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You do.
Know, I'm not a big Bill O'Reilly fan.
No,
either.
Me neither.
He's way on
me
the
neither.
Right
I just,
side.
You know.
I like him too.
Oh.
I do.
Hey, that's what makes the world go round.
It does.
Yeah.
So it's all going to be fine once it's all over.
Well, I'm glad you didn't make your political views public.
Right.
No, right.
Because that would have been
wrong. I haven't said who's where. Have I?
I think we can figure it out.
I think we got
Come
it.
Come on.
What are you talking
kidding?
About?
I just asked you if you like Keith Olbermann, and you said you like him.
I also said I like Bill O'Reilly. So I just said,
okay.
Liking is all relative.
Steve's not wearing frameless glasses now, is he?
Steve, call up if you are.
No, but I'm with you. I think everybody's tired. Everybody's tired.
Yeah.
I just want this to be over so we can start complaining about wanting the next 4 years to be over.
Yeah, don't you think?
We need to handle it like the Iron Chef. I am forwarding this idea as far as I can go.
Right.
Talk to Ted Perry about it. This is what I think.
Let's hear it.
You get a presidential candidate in front of all of America.
Uh-huh.
He's allowed to take four advisors with him, whoever he wants. He gets no lifelines, no phone calls, no nothing. And she, too.
Uh-huh.
She or he. And you give them a problem. They have no clue what you're going to ask them. And they get 45 minutes to try to figure out how to solve it. And then they have to stand in front of the American people, and they get 5 minutes to explain it. It's like the Iron Chef.
It's forensics.
It's forensics.
It's
you know why?
What it is.
You know why?
5 minute next step.
It's all about solving problems.
Yeah.
It's not about spewing the company line or the party line. It's all about trying to figure out how you're going to be a leader, if you're going to be a good leader, what you're going to do if a certain situation comes up, that kind of thing.
We are going to add the element of intervention too, that you have to take them to a banquet room in a La Quinta, and they don't know that they're going to a debate.
Exactly.
At the time, and all of a sudden they walk in, and it's like, oh, my God, Bob Scheer's here.
Yeah.
I'm the product of an intervention. I mean, you know that. I've been in recovery for 19 years, and interventions work. So I think it's great.
I will say this, though. It's going to be interesting, no matter who, whichever one gets elected, the inaugural parties are going to be way different.
Yeah.
You know, one is going to be.
Obama's going to have better bands.
Have a huge party, and the other one's going to be just a bunch of people sitting around in chairs.
That's what it's going
it will. You know,
I mean, my God.
It'll be like a rock and roll party or Cocoon.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
I love that movie.
I'd go to either.
I love that movie.